Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
12:01, the best hour of show and Vern. I am Ron the Show Hughley. That is Joshua Lamont Fernier. And we got us a Boys in Blue from Steve Serta producing this bad boy, finding his old inner Josh Fernier. Remember, the longest running, fastest growing midday sports show in all of Kansas City radio is presented by Crossroads Investment Lending, the fix and flip guys at kclynn.com. Congratulations to Jim and Rasa Ruka.
Or what?
Sorry, I got going. Rasa Ruka.
Wakarusa.
Wakarusa. Sorry, I got going fast.
I'll let you know. I'm from here.
Congratulations, Jim and Wakarusa. I really got going fast. You know, I got going.
Wasaruka.
I don't know. Wakaguska, whatever I was saying. But congratulations, Jimmy. Too. I was ready because I've been saying it all break. I helped you say it. Congratulations to Jim. Remember, each and every segment, two opportunities to win a pair of Royals Indians tickets. Your next opportunity happens just about right now, baby. Caller number.
Less sex, more sports, Ron.
I didn't. Come on, man.
That voice.
Oh, come on.
Everyone knows what that voice means. And
it doesn't, man.
Lay your head on my pillow. That's what that voice
First
is.
First off, if you're going to say it, you have to sing the melody. Lay your head on my pillow. Doom, doom. And just relax. Relax. Sorry. No, it was no sex to that. It was just caller number 16. Caller number 16, 913-576-7610. Caller number 16, your chance right now to win Royals Indians tickets. Your next chance to win coming up in about 15 minutes or so.
Wow.
All right. So yesterday, big things and a big development, I think, at least some sort of development, was yesterday happening out of Atlanta, where Emmett Thomas is.
What does that have to do with anything?
Just a point of reference.
Just leave Emmett Thomas alone. Ian Rappaport tell
I'm
the story.
Saying,
in the end, it is a monster deal. 4 years, $68 million, $42.5 million in guarantees. Grady Jarrett, who so many of us saw become such a star in the Super Bowl, one of the more disruptive interior players in the NFL, now the third highest paid defensive tackle behind Fletcher Cox and Aaron Donald. Big payday for Grady Jarrett today.
So that is a development. Third highest at his position. And the reason why this thing gets so complicated, fellas, is because I look at that signing yesterday from Atlanta involving Bob Sutton and Emmett Thomas, who they'll be working under. Mm. God dog, Grady. Who he'll be working under. Is I think both sides, both the Chiefs and Chris Jones in his camp, they feel like they won. They feel like it's time to celebrate good times. Come on. I think both sides feel like they came out winning. Why? The Chiefs. If you're the Chiefs, you say, all right, $42 million, that's about where we want it. And we're hearing reports that's the area the Chiefs wanted to sign Chris Jones under, around $42 million guaranteed. And the reason if you're the Chiefs, you say, well, that's a good thing, because Grady Jarrett has been one of the best defensive tackles in the game. I'd say a top eight defensive tackle in the last 3 years. Chris Jones has never been on Grady Jarrett's level until last year. Never. Grady Jarrett consistently has been a better player than Chris Jones at a different level. Now, Grady Jarrett is not on the level of Aaron Donald and Fletcher Cox, but he has been better consistently than Chris Jones. And then you think about, whoa, hold on now, show. Chris Jones had 15 and a half sacks last year. Isn't that what this is about?
But if and you he look had at, 6.5 the year before.
And if you look, okay, if you look at Pro Football Focus.
Right, Grady had how many the year before? Six.
He's got 14 his entire career.
He had six. He had six the year before and four last year. But if you're the Chiefs, you say, okay, well, look at some of the grades, some of the analytics, Pro Football Focus. Well, hold on now. Even though Chris Jones had 15 and a half sacks and was special rushing the passer last year, one of the best seasons we've seen from the interior lineman, they both had the same grade. They both had the same grade and were tied for fourth among defensive tackles last year. If you're the Chiefs, you're saying, hold on, buddy. You want to get $65, $70 million? Well, this guy who just signed, even though you had 15 and a half sacks, y'all got the same grade. So if you're the Chiefs, you feel like this is the area that we can sign here. This is the range. But hold on now. If you're Chris Jones, you feel like you won. Because you say to yourself, the name of this game, baby, is sacking the quarterback and getting pressures. And there were only three players in the league that had better stats in terms of pressures and sacks combined. That is the all-world Aaron Donald, Fletcher Cox, and Dee Ford. There's the only three players that were better at that than Chris Jones was. I'm Chris Jones. I got 15 and a half sacks. Look at my body. I'm in the best shape of my life. I look amazing. I've been here. I'm a leader in the locker room. He got 42. For hell, I should get the 65. I should get at least what Frank got. And that complicates it because that didn't help either side because I believe both sides feel like, hey, I got a hand here. This is helpful to me. So I feel like generally when you see a situation like that, Vern, someone set the market. That's a way of setting it. We knew he'd be underneath at least Aaron Donald and probably Fletcher Cox. But now this doesn't help it, in my opinion. This makes it even more complicated because I think both sides feel like they won.
Speaking of winning, we're giving away 16 pair of Royals Indians tickets away on today's show. Ryan, you walk away with the latest pair of tickets. Thanks for listening, Ryan. Stay tuned. Your next chance to win Royals Cleveland Indian tickets on a Ticket Tuesday coming up in just a moment.
That's right, baby.
I do want to bring up the biggest story in baseball, at least locally. The biggest story as it pertains to the Kansas City Royals had really nothing to do with the Kansas City Royal Big League Club last night. And their win against Chicago had nothing to do with the Martin Maldonado trade. It had everything to do with the Wilmington Blue Rocks, the high A affiliate of the Kansas City Royals. And last year's draft pick, Jonathan Bolin, throwing a no-no.
Starts his motion. The payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. History. Jonathan Bolin did it. The first no-hitter in nearly two decades for the Wilmington Blue Rocks. And Jonathan Bolin does it here tonight as he is mobbed by his teammates near the mound.
Nice job.
First off, that sounded like those two guys we worked across the table from in Nashville.
That's Corey.
From Penn State.
Corey did a great job.
And second, big ups to you. This is why we're the fastest growing, along with the longest running. This is why, because you find audio like that, Vern. God, you dig up and work so hard to find audio like that. Big time.
I think Witkowski did this in the morning.
All right.
6:03 in the morning. That's Ryan Witkowski that pulled that.
He did not have that.
But Jonathan Bolin, one of the Fab Five from last year's Royals draft, one of the five pitchers that were selected by the Kansas City Royals. Brady Singer, Jackson Kowar, Daniel Lynch, Chris Bubich, and Jonathan Bolin. Those were the first five selections of last year's big league draft for the Kansas City Royals. Ron, I'll be honest with you, man. I'm starting to get, and I think this is just me being a nerd and pulling for this Royals team.
You're a baseball nerd, not a regular nerd.
I don't think you really know me that well. Nonetheless.
Wow. Okay.
Like, I'm having a hard time not believing that four of these five are going to work out. I know that's crazy. I know my expectation should be, hey, man, as long as one of them works.
Because you just said in the last segment, it'd have to be Atlanta Braves, right? And that's what you're saying.
If you get four of the five to work out, you're going to be a dynasty. And I'm not saying that they're stars. Well, I'm just saying that they are bona fide big leaguers. If four of them are bona fide big league starters, that is a dynasty in Kansas City.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, if they're four relievers, that really doesn't do all that much.
But I mean, all starters. Like, for me, I feel like three. I feel like two are going to be starters.
But
and
three's
maybe,
even crazy to, yeah. to even think about.
But I feel like two will be really good starters, and maybe another one of the five will have a nice role in the bullpen.
Well, that kid last night, Jonathan Boland, throws a no-hitter. His strikeout-to-walk ratio is amazing. And again, I understand it's high A, but he's a big dude that pounds the strike zone. You can see the way that his team behind him. Again, it's one error away from being a perfect game. I mean, we can go through all five of these guys, Ron. Not many, if any, are struggling. The top pick, Brady Singer, 22 years of age, a 3.38 ERA this season. And since he jumped up to Double-A, taking some time to get adjusted to the league.
Yeah, he started off struggling.
But when he leaves Wilmington, he leaves after 10 starts with a 1.87 ERA. I'm not expecting him to cruise through the minor leagues the way that an Eric Hosmer or a Mike Moustakas did. But a minor league pitcher in, what, his first season of professional baseball, he goes to the Futures game, shows that desire to be the ace of the staff, just like he did at Florida. Jackson Kowar, since making the jump up to Northwest Arkansas, four starts, a 1.61 ERA. Chris Bubich, another kid, fourth pitcher that you selected. He is now up to Advance A Wilmington, eight starts in, a 3.27 ERA. All five of these guys have put up numbers that allow you to have the kind of mindset of, man, who isn't going to work? You would imagine an injury will ultimately pop up for one of them. That's just how it works in this game.
I'm getting a little more horny listening to
you
right now.
You should, man,
because that's
the key.
Not like you.
This
that's
is
like
the
you.
Key to the dynasty. This is the key to the next championship in Kansas City. You need two of them must work out.
I'm ripe right now.
If more than two of them work out.
It's doing nothing.
Dayton Moore's big plan. Why isn't it doing anything? I'm trying to get you going here, Steve.
You're getting me going. I don't care what he says. Pants got unbuckled there for a second.
All five of the Royals' current starting pitchers were drafted by the Kansas City Royals. We know Mike Montgomery will be replaced by one of them, hopefully in the second half next season.
I'm into this.
By the end of the 2021 season, two of them must be in the rotation. And opening day 2022, I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that three of the Fab Five find themselves in the rotation for
what
the Kansas City
them?
Royals, the Fab Five.
No, listen, you've stopped me now. Just my sports horniness has gone down.
They're all 22 or younger.
There is only one Fab Five. And that is Rose, that is Weber, that is Howard, that is King, and that is Ray Jackson. There's only one Fab Five. We've got to come up with another name.
Ron.
They cannot be Fab Five. There's only one Fab Five. But they're going to wear black socks when they all come up. There's only one Fab Five.
Well, they could do something. They can work that out when they all end up pitching together. But again, Jonathan Boland, 22. With a 1.59 ERA at Advanced A Double A, Advanced A Wilmington, I should say.
You got me going. You can't call him Fat Five.
Daniel Lynch, 22, ERA of 3.09 in 11 starts in Advanced A Wilmington.
We got to
have
another
Bubich,
name. You got to have another name.
21 years of age, a 3.27 ERA in Advanced A Wilmington. Jackson Kowar, 22, with a 1.61 ERA in Double-A Northwest Arkansas, and Brady Singer, who has arguably the best makeup of any of the Fab Five, still just 22, finding himself at Double-A, but absolutely dominated Wilmington this year, 10 starts, a 1.87
I love everything
ERA.
You're saying. They just can't be called the
Get
Fab Five.
Get your erections going, Royals fans. That's what I'm really driving at here.
Sports.
I got away from that.
Sports erections. Yeah. Less sex, yeah. More sports.
I'm sorry.
Let's go off this because you didn't call these boys the Fab Five. When of anybody in this city to know that is not a
Singer,
reference you just
Bubich,
give.
Bubich, Kowar,
we
got to
have another name.
You know what? I'm with him.
Let's
now.
Go, Steve.
I'm in it.
Let's all pick one.
I heard was Fab Five. I'm in it.
Let's all pick one and they'll be our favorite.
I'm
going with Jackson Kowar.
Fire
Brady
Five.
Singer.
That's better.
I call Brady.
Someone text in the Fire Five. That's better.
The Fire Five?
Yes. No, that's lame.
That's better.
That's first so off, lame.
You know Steve's been lying since he walked into the building, and now you're believing him?
I don't know. He's got
you're
Singer. I that? Got Kowar. Who do you want? Lynch?
The Fantastic no, I got Five.
I called Singer.
I called Singer.
You don't even know. Let me do this. Congratulations to Ryan and Lathrop. Your next chance to win Royals tickets comes in right now. Caller number 7.
The Frugal Five.
That's stupid. You don't even know what frugal means?
They aren't giving up runs.
He got you there. Caller number 7. Caller number 7. 913-576-7610.
Way to go, man. All right.
Caller number 7.
It's still
7.
Fab 5, though.
Fury 5. It's not Fab 5. Caller number 7. 913-576-7610. Your next chance to win Royals Indians tickets. And you know we're going to make you work for it. Here's the question. I need everyone listening. And Protein LZ with a purpose, text line 69306. You have got to jump in on this one. Set up to me your first date in Kansas City. And it's two things that I want to hear from your first date. Give me the restaurant where y'all are going to eat, whatever y'all going to do for food, and an activity. That's what I want to hear. Those are the two things. So if you win, you're calling number 7. Have those ready. First date in Kansas City. Where y'all going to eat or what you going to do for food, if that's a picnic somewhere, whatever, or and an activity.
Well, you know I'm going to say Rye on the Plaza. I do remember
I'm not
where...
just saying that either, though. They make great drinks and yeah. everything else, which is a good conversation starter. Yours is Rye.
Their drinks are so good.
I remember where I did go.
Did you just...
I mean, my real that? My first date with my fiance was actually through, obviously, the drive, because that's where I met her.
Did I run into you on that first date?
No.
Is that not the first date when I came and gave you that champagne?
Oh, no, was that before the first date? That was when she was making sure I wasn't a weirdo.
That's when I knew we were close, she when I got you that bottle of champagne.
Yeah. I took that to the face, too.
You really did.
Oh, by the way, she was wondering where the RSVP is. You spent all this time, yelling at Steve. Steve, I need your RSVP, too.
Neither one of you idiots. It's in my car. I just keep forgetting to bring it in.
By the way, just caller number 7. Make sure you give me your place, what you would do for eating.
Oh, yeah.
And your activity.
Yeah. Rye on the Plaza, and then.
I got to fill it out.
Top golf or something.
And then give it to you.
You're going top golf?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm out of the game.
I think there should be fun with the activity, right? And I think I'm going. What's the?
Rye on the Plaza.
No, what is the?
Rye in Leawood.
Is that
what you're looking for?
No. Oh. My meal is coming from Graham and Dunn. And then we're going to swing over to, what's the sporting bar? They got a lot of stuff.
No Other Pub.
No Other Pub. Yeah, they got a lot of stuff. They've got, you know, you can do golf. You could do beer pong, you know. I think that's fun to see them get down.
Okay. 913-576-7610 is our phone number. Caller number 7. We're going to need your answer to that. But for real, though, you spent a lot of time yelling at people around the office. Hey, don't dilly-dally. Don't drag your feet. Don't piss Vern's fiance off. Get those RSVPs to her quickly. Look, Steve's an idiot.
The Filthy Five.
That's not bad.
That's not bad, but it's not Fab bad. Five. It's already been...
Filthy Five. I like that, 816. Make sure you get your listener number. Red Door Grill and Topgolf. Not a bad combo.
That's strong.
Someone said Pizza 51, Nelson's Atkins. Nelson is so... You know what's coming.
Eh. But it depends on what's going on there. Depends on what's going on around the Nelson that day. Also,
there's
two. Pizza 51, a little pricey.
Also, the comedy store, the comedy place where they do improv, that's a solid first one, too. Solid activity to go along with Red Door.
Where'd you guys go on your first date?
I told you.
Oh, yeah, Chili's, right?
Chili's, and we saw the Notorious B.I.G. movie. Not my finest hour.
Because you could go to, like, the Westport Arts Bar where they have open mic night and still have a good time for a stand-up.
Where do you go on your first dates?
I don't know. Depends. Chicken and pickle.
Not a bad spot. That's great. Good. Chicken and pickle. Someone just texted, listen.
BRGR is a good one.
I'm not going to lie to you.
I love beer. All right,
we have been invited to a wedding on the same exact day from one of her coworkers as well, and we're just and the times kind
and
of running
what?
The times kind of running to each other, so we're just discussing things. Man.
Are you kidding me?
You shoot down the other wedding,
right?
It's not even up for debate.
Is it a
It doesn't matter if it's a man or a woman.
It's a woman.
I can't go to this wedding by myself.
Is it her best friend? Do they work together all the time? Are they next to one another for 4 hours talking about sports all day?
They're next to each other, but she started her new job.
Ron, are you freaking kidding me?
I'm not saying that we're not going. We're just having conversation. We got time before they get the RSVP. Once again, let's continue.
I'm not trying to have to go talk to all Laverne's people by myself.
Continue
to
let them
out.
Oh, so you're not coming to the wedding either now?
Someone said Jack Stack at Alamo Draft House.
Oh, screw the both of you.
Nah,
I don't want to say anything about your...
I'll be there.
I'm not saying that it's
No, go with your wife.
I'm not saying
do whatever your wife says, Ron.
I didn't say... All right, don't do that, man. We're
dragging
just having,
you around by your hog.
We're just having a conversation about it. We're just discussing.
What's there to? What's the conversation? It's Vern.
I'm gonna add a plus one.
Vern,
to my RSVP.
It's Vern, the person who
because
wouldn't
now
tell
I'm scared
me about.
I'm gonna be there by myself.
His bachelor party. The person who told me we won't be friends in 20 years. I'm just
yes, the same guy
who makes fun
you
of me.
You said you
because
wanted to be in the wedding, and now you don't even want to go to it. You know what?
The only way I'm going to be talkative if I have to go by myself is if I get drunk before I show up.
You're going to do that anyway.
F the both of you.
It's not that
so
we're not going.
I'm going to be drunk when I get there.
We're still probably going. We're just having conversations. It just kind of happened.
It'll make me much more tolerable.
If you don't come to my wedding, I'm switching spots with Cody. I'm doing something. I can't work with... Do you know how mad Katie would be?
Now people are getting mad at me.
Do you know how mad she would be at you? She would never forgive you. Oh, my God. No, go ahead. Do that.
How long have you known this coworker?
He probably... Do you even know her?
Yes, you met her when we all had drinks out. That one place where they had that perfect line of every single person.
Whether she's nice or not, I'm not going to... God. No, go ahead. Have a real good time. Oh, you are a real piece of crap.
I'm not saying that we're not going
to. There's no conversation to have. Your work wife, me, is getting married. Well, and you don't. Unbelievable. All right.
Don't be a tool show. Why are people getting mad at me? We just had a conversation.
We're supposed to be friends.
Like Vern has just done. Vern's been a great friend to me.
Thank you.
You don't know how hurt I was. Hurt to the core when you didn't even tell me about Chicago.
I told you, you just don't
you're
listen to me.
Now that's what you're going to do now?
All right, we don't talk
now
about
Now people
it
are
anymore.
Getting mad at me. I just came out and told you we could have discussed
yeah,
this.
Yeah, if I got to go by myself, the only way I'm going to have fun.
Literally nobody
cares.
Neither one of you, I don't want either one of you to come. You are disinvited. Kevin in Kansas City, congratulations, you won the Royals tickets. Can you believe this?
Now Kevin's going to piss off Vern. Kevin, sorry. We need to go to break.
I don't want
to
hear his answer.
Kevin's mad. Now people are saying I'm a bad person. Like, stop, man. Like, I'm not.
Text line, don't lie, man.
Coming up, your next chance to win Royals Indians tickets, and we play your favorite game, Little Vern's Three Strikes, coming up next.
Little Vern.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending, the fix and flip guys at kclend.com.
Welcome back. Your chance to win Royals Indians tickets. Vern is pissed off. Abby has not spoken to me during the break. Just checking his phone and then looking up at me. Just, I don't know. Vern is upset. The text line, the family's mad at me. Your chance to win Royals tickets. Their next opportunity is right now. Caller number 4. Let's make it easy on you, sir.
You got my mom pissed at you.
Caller number 4, your chance to win Royals Indians tickets, and here in just a bit, Vern's, little Vern's.
See, the thing is, I don't even care. I don't care. Don't come. But you know that my mom and my dad want to meet you. You know Katie's parents want to meet you, and Steve, you too. But they want to meet you. It's their whatever. Don't do it for me.
I didn't say that I'm not going. I just said we just...
It shouldn't...
It's a fair conversation, one of her...
What, are you going to swing by?
Yeah, this is embarrassing.
It's going to drop in and say hi and drop off a present and roll out?
That's worse. I just wouldn't come. We would just go to the other one. I wouldn't just swing by. I mean, we're going to get you a gift and stuff, but I mean, like, I'm not... But
from the 816.
I'm not even saying I'm not going. Wait. I'm not saying I'm not going. We just are having... A conversation because we both got weddings invited to within the same hour.
If you don't come, I'm inviting listeners. I'll give your invite to someone that would appreciate it.
I do appreciate the invite. And KB, I...
Invite Jason Katz.
Why are people are physically violent? This guy Tanner on Twitter, man, he just called me a jerk. I felt it through his keys.
Vic hit me up on Twitter and says, "To hell with Show and the other kid. I love you. I'll take his ticket to your wedding. It would be an honor." Now, a lot of people agree.
I'm sorry. Coming up, Little Vern's three strikes here in just a second. Yeah. I'm not trying to
be more of a Richard head.
Your chance to win a pair of Royals tickets if you're
able
to.
From the 785, if Ron doesn't go to Vern's wedding, I will personally come on the show midair and slap Ron in his big fat face.
Vern has just, if you missed it, Vern has gotten upset with me because he's asked for the RSVP and we are going to potentially send it in. We just got
from
invited
from the 913. Out of all the terrible takes you've had, Ronnie, thinking about not going to your boy's wedding is the worst of the worst. Shame on you. It shouldn't even cross your mind.
Just saying, man, I'm not alone in our relationship. My wife was invited by a coworker as well. A coworker that she's close to and she's getting married to. It's just within the same hour. We're just having a discussion of what we're going to do. Vern, it's not that
all right, you can start calling up for three strikes right now. Your chance to win Royals Indians tickets on three strikes. Dial us up 913-576-7610.
Let's get off of this anger. I just wanted to talk about Billy Hamilton real quick because I feel like
and nobody cares about Billy Hamilton. Listener 33, Vern, you should invite Pete Sweeney instead of Ronnie Hughley. Now, that's strong. Pete and I, you saw where our relationship went last week when he came into studio.
You know, I won't be lonely if Pete's there either because me and Pete
Steve,
will take that
Pete's,
one are,
my Pete's already coming as your plus one, and we all know it.
Listener 19, Spoons, you've never had hog in your relationship. Listener 3.14, Ron has no hog if he ends up not showing up to Vern's wedding. Well, look. All you have to do is go to the 435 Podcast Network of the radio.com app. Take a listen to Ron's podcast with his wife. You'll hear it. You'll understand who is in charge. Who's
just,
the one with the hog
you're
at
just
home?
Hurt.
If you're going to allow
you're
this.
Just hurt. This what? You better slow down, champ.
No, because there's no way that. Yeah, you're right. There's just no way that her friend. They work as close with one another as you and I do. We're with each. I'm with you more than I'm with my fiance. God, man, you really know how to hurt a dude. Can we just get to three strikes?
Can we get to
blow you guys up with text messages like every night and get no response.
People are telling me I'm a
terrible
friend.
But you can't get rid of me
that
easy.
He didn't even tell me about the bachelor party. Okay. He told me we're not going to be friends in 20 years.
Three strikes.
He said our kids would never play together.
Hey, no. He did you a favor by not inviting you to the bachelor party because he knows you're a father and it would not be convenient for you to get out of town that quick.
Time for me, both of you. Be quiet. It's time for me. It's three strikes. Here we go.
Better up.
Isaac in Ottawa, you're up on three strikes. Isaac, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, great, man. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Good luck, Isaac.
Here we go. Question number one. Name three reasons that would make it okay for Ron to miss my wedding.
Oh, God.
Well, it's not okay, but if I got to think of three reasons. Let's see. We're going free pizza buffet.
Strike three! You're out!
There is no correct answer, Isaac. Let's go to Mike in Kansas City.
You gotta be mean to the people.
He had it right to begin with.
That's
up. I'm just saying, 913-56.
He listens to the show every day.
But 913-576-7610. You might want to start.
I say that.
You might want to start calling.
Thank you.
Okay, can both of you be quiet and let me do my thing?
Burns got a quick trigger.
Mike in Kansas City. Mike, you're up on three strikes. How are you, Mike?
Doing well. How you guys doing?
I'm all right, man. Question number one. In a year from now, name three cities in which Ron the Show Hughley may call home.
I'll go L.A.
Track one.
Now, we're not doing that well. We're doing well.
Wow.
Not top two market in the country well. Incorrect.
Wow. I'll go Dallas.
Strike two.
I mean, that's like market number four or five. Again, we are tied.
Good luck, folks.
We're tied for 11th.
Kansas City?
Yeah. Yeah, Kansas City, right where he's sitting right now, staring at me with his backstabbing face. That's correct. One in the book, two strikes against you. You got to make this one count.
Didn't
Mike, go
say
ahead.
We're not going.
Omaha.
Yeah, he sure could end up in Omaha. Yeah, you're right about that. Two down, one to go. One other city that Ron could call home at this time next year.
Let's go Oklahoma City.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Minneapolis would have been. Nashville. God knows he loves Nashville. Nice job. One down. Here we go. Question number two. Your chance to win Royals Indians tickets, as we do each and every Tuesday at 12:30. It is three strikes. Name three spots.
Damn, Isaac.
In the ratings that Sho and Vern has never found itself in.
One, two, or three.
Very nice.
Hold on, man. You said that a little damn fast there. Mike, calm down. You could have said one. You could have said seven. Good Lord, man. We know he ain't been in the top ten. I mean, good Lord, man. He came out quick.
Look, can I continue?
I just feel bad for Isaac.
That's fine. Isaac's cool. Mike in Kansas City. Here we go. Question number three. Give me three reasons why this show somehow moved up in the latest ratings book.
Let's see. Talking about the wedding.
Yeah, I'll give you that. You guys know that I'm getting married and I need the support, and you guys are here to lift me up because that's how friends do one another. Nice job. One down, two to go.
Stop texting in Des Moines.
Talking about the Royals minor league pitchers.
Because talking about the Royals big league club might not be the best idea for ratings. I like where your head's at, Mike. Give me one more and you walk away victorious. Yeah, I got
one
you.
More.
Give me one more. Give me the third and final answer as to why this program that just spent about 10 minutes talking about Ron being a bad friend has moved up in the ratings to become the longest running, fastest growing.
I listen every Tuesday to get free Royal tickets. I finally got in the car.
But I was hoping to say less sex, more sports. That'd be the number one.
That's right. Every Tuesday, Ticket Tuesday on 610 Sports Radio. It's about bi-weekly that we give it away. Nice job. You just won yourself a pair of tickets, Mike. Hang on hold. Serta
Sorry,
will eventually
Isaac,
get
again.
To you.
That was.
And Serta
was
will get your information. You will see the Royals and the Indians next Saturday at Kauffman Stadium.
I'll just say this, man.
I'm sorry, Isaac, but you understand, man. It's
There's one thing about on. This. There's one thing about this.
Do you want to give lineups or something? Will that make you feel better?
Shut up, Steve.
I'm just saying there's one thing about we know about you is you're generally professional, and you're being a bitch right now. So pick it up. And I apologize for you, Isaac. If you want to go on hating him the rest of the way, don't act like you haven't done anything to deserve.
Why don't you give something to Isaac then? Why don't you give him something?
I might.
Yeah, call
if he
back,
didn't hang
Isaac.
Up.
Ron will give him
We got MVP golf cards. We got Ryan.
Go give Isaac one of those.
Now you're using the 2014-15
Isaac, call 16 up. Ron will give you something.
Stuff again to get people to turn
ahead.
On
give,
me,
give
baby
Isaac
Jesus.
Give Isaac an MVP golf
Ron
card.
Ron would be fantastic doing radio in Western Kansas. Ames, Iowa feels like a perfect spot for Ron. Hayes, Kansas. Places in Iowa I've never even heard of.
Oh, we have a good time.
You all right, man?
Yeah.
Good Lord, man. Good God. Congratulations. Are you ready to move past this?
What do you want to talk about?
Do you want to do this topic you wanted to do about spending money for the Chiefs? Or are you going to not be professional and sit it out? Sometimes it feels like your leader's going to have to give you tough love, and it feels like I have to do that. You've been in this game for 30-plus years. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. Come on, be an adult.
Look.
Let's go. Come on.
Australia would love spoons. Listener 125 from the 913. Sioux Falls appears to be calling your name right now, Ron. Vern, tell me when you want me to slash Ron's tires. No, we don't. We don't need to do
See,
any
you're
of
gonna,
that.
So that's
no,
what's going
I'm not.
To happen.
I'm not promoting that. See, when Ron people... goes low, Vern goes high. That's always been my motto.
Shut up.
Less
man.
Sex, more sports. Ron goes low, Vern goes high. All right, let's talk about the Chiefs. Let's talk about Chris Jones. You brought up, was it Grady Jarrett earlier signing the $42.5 million guaranteed deal with the Atlanta Falcons? I heard a great conversation on the drive. Brandon Kiley wondering aloud, had a little theory about Chris Jones moving – outside, becoming a defensive end, possibly in the 4-3, demanding to be paid like a defensive end. Wondering aloud, what the hell are the Chiefs going to do with this $25 million? And a lot of people on Twitter were pointing out that maybe this money that the Chiefs still have under the salary cap was originally earmarked to pay Tyreek Hill long-term and then ultimately sign a one-year deal with Earl Thomas. Because you're now not going to pay Tyreek and you ultimately lost out on the bidding for Earl Thomas, you just have $25 million under the cap that you're not going to be able to spend. I've lost faith, obviously, that they're going to pay Tyreek Hill this offseason. But every other option that seems plausible in how they could spend the money, Ron, I just have no hope that Tyreek or Chris are going to get the big-time contract this offseason. Now, I would pay either one of them. I just don't think the Chiefs feel the need to pay Tyreek or have the want to pay Chris Jones. And then the other option of maybe trading for a cornerback from Minnesota or wherever else a high-quality cornerback could come from, I don't see that happening this late into the offseason. Minicamp is in the rearview mirror. I just don't know how many trades go down of notable players during training camp. And if you're going to bring in a corner, I would assume it's going to be someone notable, someone that becomes your number one or at least vies with Kendall Fuller to become the best cornerback on this team. So all three options, maybe this is Chicken Little, but I just don't believe that any of those are going to happen. I'm resigned to the fact that they're just going to have all this money under the cap for no reason.
Well, here, I'll speak from what, because you believe none of the three could happen. That's signing and giving Tyreek Hill an extension. The same with Chris Jones signing and giving him an extension and then going out and get a corner. I'll say what I feel like I think will happen and then what I think many other Chiefs fans are still holding out hope. Because I still think there are Chiefs fans who may not believe Tyreek will get re-signed this year. Hell, there are some who still believe it. But I still think there are a lot of Chiefs fans who still hold out hope that the Chris Jones thing will get done. I don't think that the Chiefs are going to sign him this year yet. I don't hold out on hope with that, but I do think they are going to bring a corner in. I got to stick it. I think they'll bring a corner in. I think they'll at least bring someone to improve it. If it's not, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be a number one corner because I don't think Josh Norman is a number one corner still, but I think he is somebody that could be available in
okay,
a player.
Okay, but that
like,
doesn't count toward, I mean, that's not, we got $25 million. Josh Norman, you could.
No, Josh Norman still has a contract that you would have to pay. I mean, he's still.
Is it a hefty contract?
I think Serta can probably get that. I feel like Josh is still around at least 10 a year or something like that.
It's still high because he signed a really big
contract.
Yeah,
he signed the biggest contract. It still would be a big deal. Or the Xavier Rhodes with Minnesota. But I think at least.
Josh Norman still, if you were to trade for him, assuming he doesn't get cut or something like that, it would cost you $11.5 million. But the Redskins could cut him, and it's not a huge cap number if they wind up.
Yeah, the Washington Redskins could cut him.
But is that really a trade candidate, Josh Norman? Again, when I think of making a trade, it's going
to. Yeah, because it won't cost you anything. You won't be giving up anything big.
He's also under contract through next year. So ideally, they would cut him, and you could go out and sign him to some type of new
deal. Yeah, okay.
But that's adding. That's adding a
quote. Sure, maybe I'll give you that. But when I think of Josh, I don't think he's the kind of guy that you have to part with something to acquire his talents. I would think he would be someone that ultimately would be cut and could just be
But we're talking about, you said you don't think they're going to add a corner. You don't think they're going to
Right. When I think of them possibly adding a corner, it's like what they did last year when they brought in Orlando Scandrick or they flirted with Bashaud Breeland, something like
course,
that.
But
That's
Josh
possible.
Norman is bigger than those two. That's.
I don't
know. Josh Norman.
I don't know. He's still a cut. He's still a guy that's going to be, in my opinion, available. When I think of a trade, I'm thinking of someone that gets the people going, gets you excited, and makes you think even more of this defense. Josh Norman, you need to see something because at first glimpse, you wonder, is this just a tick above that Darrell Revis that we saw a few seasons ago?
Yeah, I think he's better than that. I think the reason why he would be a cut is because of the money. But I can see them adding through trade or they're going to add another corner that I think is going to play time. I don't think they're going to put themselves in a place where God forbid, Keith Reeser or somebody has to be someone who comes in to get rest or for rest or for injury. I don't see that occurring. I think they will add. But I do think people still hold out hope for Chris Jones and a corner. I just think a corner will happen.
I just look at $25 million under the salary cap. I don't see where that is being properly spent. Giving a little under half of that to Josh Norman doesn't seem like the proper move. Look, trading for Xavier Rhodes, that would be great. Paying Chris Jones, I'm all about it. Paying Tyreek Hill, I'm all about it. I just don't think any of those three things are going to happen, Serta.
Really?
Yeah, I'm with Vern. Like, Josh Norman wouldn't really get me all that excited. I think Josh Norman's still a reasonable player, but I don't think he's an elite cornerback. I think
you feel better about him than Ward and Breland, though.
But, I don't know if how much better I
feel better
about
him than Riesling.
But, like a Darius Slay, like a Xavier Rhodes, like, that would really get me going. I think Patrick Peterson's completely out of the question. And probably Xavier Rhodes is, too, because he's under contract for several more years. But he probably wants more money because he's underpaid comparatively to where he is in the cornerback.
Also, the Vikings need to unload some money, though. And they got Waynes as well.
They're trying to get the Kyle Rudolph cap move, help their cap space a little bit this year. And they're trying to move Trey Waynes because Trey Waynes is in his fifth-year option anyway.
Protein House, Eat with a Purpose, text line 69306, listener 3.14. What's more likely, Chris Jones getting a new deal or Ron showing up to Vern's wedding?
Come on, guys. Newsflash.
Answer the question.
Serta's Newsflash.
Teams had until Monday to lock up the players that they decided to franchise tag to either give them a long-term deal or hope that they show up and sign their franchise tenders. Jadeveon Clowney has not, though, and he's threatening to hold out, apparently, because they did not get a long-term deal done. He's got pretty much, if he decides to hold out until the season, he could hold out until November 12th before he just has to become ineligible for the season.
Yeah, they just don't want him to. I mean, they just don't want to sign him long-term.
I don't blame him. I mean, he's made a lot of money already being a number one pick. So I guess he could afford to hold out. But, man, if I got J.J. Watt on that defensive line, Jadeveon Clowney, to me, is I would be very leery of handing over big-time money to him.
Well, you know my feeling. Do I know he's going to be an elite player? And are you, like, I mean, he's going to have to play this year unless he wants to sit out, then that's fine. But I don't think he'll sit out. The odds are people. We've only seen Le'Veon Bell happen one time. So, but I have an issue with the model of giving guys big money, elite money, who I'm not sure they're elite or will project to be elite. And he kind of falls in that category.
He's been a very good player. It's just
he's injury prone.
And the expectations. I mean, the flashes of greatness you would see. They were just flashes, and you didn't see that at all times.
I know people don't want to hear this. To me, he's been a weaker version of D4. Injury problems, not as much, not nearly, has not shown to be the pass rusher that D4 is. Better against the run, not shown to be the pass rusher that D4 is. I mean, he has the injury problems as well. So I get why they don't want to pay him elite money.
Tanner got back at me on Twitter and says, hey, Vern, make sure you check with Ron. Check his schedule in case you ever decide to die and have a funeral.
According to Pro Football Talk per league source, Ezekiel Elliott has privately said that he will hold out of training camp unless he gets a new contract.
Yeah, right.
Cowboys are not working on an Ezekiel Elliott contract as he's under contract for two more years. They are, however, working towards hopefully a Dak Prescott new deal and an Amari Cooper deal. Elliott not on the table right now.
Yeah, if you're Dak, aren't you like, hey, Zeke, man, chill out. How about you let me get mine for a damn second? You got 2 years left on your he's not holding out.
Now, how about you stay out the news for a second?
Oh.
How about you stay out the news for a second, man? Like, can we do that? Yeah, can we do that, man? I mean, just stay off the news just for a quick second, man. I mean, you've been
what was
I'm tired of asking these questions. I'd rather start about answer a question about Jerry taking knees.
He claimed he was being extorted, and then 48 hours later says, I'm going to hold out? Yeah, you might want to lay low for a little while after you bump security guard.
Yeah, let's chill. Let's chill for a second. Let's just hop out this news for a little bit.
A lot of these football players feeling themselves after watching these NBA players.
They always do. They always do. I know many of you are mad at me right now, but don't worry. I'm hooking you up. You got two opportunities coming up, and the next one is as soon as we return back to win Royals Indians tickets. And as I said, man, you know I'm your guy. Kansas City, I'm your guy. Mr. Show is here. Mr. Black Knight, he's here. Mr. I'll steal your girls. More unattractive friend is here. I'm going to be here to help you understand exactly what this Mike Montgomery trade is all about. I'm here for you.
Show and Burn, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending, the fix and flip guys at kclend.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.